It's Black History Month, and we're looking at some of the history in our community. WNYC's Danny Lewis reports that one of America's first free black communities was founded right in the heart of Brooklyn.
Back when Brooklyn was not much more than a collection of farms and rolling hills, the town of Weeksville was one of New York's largest black communities. Nestled in modern-day Crown Heights, the town was founded in the 1830s by a longshoreman named James Weeks, just after the state banned slavery. Rob Fields is executive director of the Weeksville Heritage Center. He says the town's location outside of Manhattan made it a safe haven.
You had to take a boat to get here and get across the river, and, you know, they could build a life and they could be in a community that was largely free from racially inspired violence.
At the time, black freemen were allowed to vote if they owned property. And after a few families settled in the area, more followed. Field says at its peak in the 1880s, about 500 people lived in Weeksville.
There were two churches that came out of this community, one of which is still right down the road from us. There was an orphanage. There was a retirement home. There was Colored School Number 2. There was a baseball team, a newspaper.
As more and more people moved from Manhattan, Weeksville was absorbed by the growing city. Today, just three original buildings are still standing. But Fields says they can play an important role in teaching young black New Yorkers how deep their ties to the city go.
It adds nuance and depth to their understanding. And even for adults, you know, a lot of adults don't know about the history of this community.
Danny Lewis, WNYC News.